tax credit. What sorts of things should we be wrestling with as we look at those choices?
Well, of course, my coalition...
You're biased, of course, but...
Yeah, my coalition's always instructed me carefully not to pit our programs against other programs and say, cut these programs, so don't take these, take ours. But I think what you're seeing here is you're seeing a tremendous amount of money being spent by these families on the care of their loved ones. And oftentimes what happens is these individuals fall into the realm of the state-funded programs. So you find that ultimately the state has to begin to provide support for the care of these loved ones, because the families just either become emotionally or physically exhausted or financially exhausted in a way that ultimately the care goes over to the state and the state has to pick up that burden. Or oftentimes the private